All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast. No, it isn't. Sorry. It's time for the Thursday afternoon, just before Friday, Monday Morning Podcast. And I'm just checking in on you, seeing how you're doing. How's your work week going? How are you hanging in there? You staying positive? I'm staying positive. I'm not letting the world get me down. You know, I put a smile on my face before I walk out the door. Morning, neighbor. Skyrocketing flight. LA still on fire. It's just on fire, man. There's just smoke, you know, just fucking, you know, and people are leaving and they're talking of, there's so many fucking people leaving. Weak. Huh? Couple of forests catch you on fire and you're packing up and you get the fuck out of here. I'm staying, man. I'm going to be the last fucking guy out here. Like some fucking sci-fi movie. You know? I'll move into whatever Hollywood Hills mansions haven't burned down. Be here all by myself. Just shouting out into the fucking smoke-filled night. I win! I beat you all! You couldn't take it, man! That's what it is! Going gets tough! The tough get going!
No, I totally understand people leaving. And there's so many fucking people leaving. And this state is so mismanaged. And old fucking Orange Head fucking destroyed this state in taxes on, not saying that he fucked it up 100%, but he kind of gave it the final overhand, right? You know, and Trump knocked the mouthpiece out. We were already going down, and then it was the overhand, right? It was fucking over, because, you know, these fucking liberal fuckheads out here can't keep their goddamn mouth shut. You know, I swear to God, they would just that's why I don't believe these stupid presidential polls either. This is the thing. Conservatives, they're conservative people. They're not telling you who they're voting for. Liberals, flapping their fucking gun, can't shut the fuck up about what they're doing and what other people should be doing. All right? Those polls are bullshit. It's any man's game, any old fucking wrinkled white man's game. I cannot believe these two crypt keepers. These are the two fucking people. You know? Unfucking believable. It's been a while since there's been a couple of good I'm trying to think the last time there was two quality fucking people running. Maybe McCain and Obama, sort of. But even them, they get eaten up by the fucking machine. They still do whatever, though. Did I just say the machine? Oh, man. You talking about corporations, Bill? Sorry. These fires in the Santa Ana winds are coming, which is going to fucking whip shit around. It's just going to be I don't know what, but we're going to figure this stuff out. I really believe that we are. And I heard that they're coming up with if you leave the state, they're talking about coming up with a capital gains tax if you leave the state. Literally, I live in a state that is trying to hold its people hostage. There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everybody that I know is leaving. Whatever. Still a great place. When it's not on fire, man, I got to tell you something. This place is fucking, like a lot of things, if it isn't on fire, it's amazing. The only thing that's better when it's on fire is like a fire pit, right? Or a grill. Everything else, if it's on fire, it's just not, it's not a good deal. Oh, really, Bill? We didn't realize that. We didn't realize that. Look at these people just chowing down. I got the World Series on here. There's another hit over the head. Fucking Tampa Bay hanging in there. Had a 5-0 lead. Then the Dodgers. Oh, and I was loving the guy pitching for the Dodgers, too. This giant fucking redhead. He was like the Paul Bunyan of redheads. He had a fucking insane mullet going. Right? Sort of a Puerto Rican-style beard. You know, the skinny, the Latinos sort of shave on it, you know? And then they were down 5-0. He gave up like a 2-run fucking shot to make it 5-0. I don't know who started the game, but I don't even know who won game one. I was assuming the Dodgers did. I like watching the World Series. I like October baseball. I like Joe Buck. I like this whole fucking thing. And it's not even weird anymore without a crowd. So it is 6-3 in the top of the seventh. Tampa Bay's got one on. And what's great about this is either Los Angeles or Tampa Bay is going to win two titles in like 2 months, basically, right? Let's see. Tampa Bay won the Stanley Cup. When did they win it? Mid-September, right? And Lakers just won the NBA title. So somebody's going to get a World Series and a Stanley Cup, or a World Series and a NBA title, which I think is pretty cool. I like that. I root for fucking people. I've let go of all of my bullshit. I fucking root for whatever. I'm going positive. All right? When you live in a world where people are saying, let's drop a nuclear bomb into the hurricane, maybe that will help it out. It's time you just got to root for fucking good shit to happen for people. I really believe that. Speaking of which, I got caught up here now that I'm back out here in L.A. I got caught up on all the MotoGP races. I am 100% caught up and, once again, addicted to the sport. I just got so fucking busy with all of this stuff, dad stuff, travel stuff, gigs and shit. I got to tell you, this is what, if you're not into this sport yet, I have to tell you what the fuck is basically brewing. Okay, so you got Marc Marquez. He's basically the LeBron of the sport, like the top guy right now, right? And on the first or second race of the year, he had a high side and he broke his humerus. He tried to come back the next race. He just couldn't do it and they just shut it down. So he's out for the year. And evidently, I wasn't aware of this. He has a brother, I believe Alex Marquez, right? So he was the Moto2 champion. So that's the level right below. It's like, you know, AAA before you get called up to the majors, right? And he was the champion of that. And I guess when he got on a team, he got a ride at the upper level that his brother Marc Marquez was at. There was some people grumbling, being like, oh, the only reason why he got a fucking ride is because he's Mark's brother. Blah, 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 blah. Like if LeBron James' brother got drafted in the NBA and people were fucking grumbling about that. Well, guess what? This kid over the last two races just showed that he's for fucking real. Both races, he was like 11th or 12th. The previous race, the one in France, in Le Mans, he went from like 11th up to like 4th or something. And then this past race, he was like in 10th or 11th and went all the way up to second place and was riding like his brother, which is setting up next year when his brother Marc Marquez comes back. You're going to have two brothers, both riding Hondas, riding against each other. That's going to be amazing. And then wherever Andre Dovizioso ends up, well, he's kind of had an interesting strategy where I feel like, I don't know what goes on with those Ducatis. I was talking to Alonzo Bowden, who's a big race fan too. He's trying to claim that the I don't want to misquote him, but I think he was saying that those Ducatis are so, they got so much power or whatever that they chew up the tires. You really got to be careful, regardless of what you know, soft, medium, or hard they put on there. And I've noticed Dovizioso seems to be content with being about an eighth or ninth for the first half of the race, and then he really starts to roll on the throttle and try to work his way up. I don't know, but so was it? It's Johan Mir is in first place with points. Fabio Quartararo, who had a brutal race. I know he had two. I think he had two high sides qualifying. Fucked up his hips or something. Alluding to that, I never watched qualifying. I don't know if that's true. Maverick Vinales. So it's 121 points, 115, 109. Andre Dovizioso's got 106. And then, I hope we say his name, Takaki Nagagami, who I love the way he rides the Honda, Japanese rider. He's in fifth place with 92 points. So it's going to be amazing. There's like four or five races left. There seems to be a different winner every single race. And now all of a sudden, Alex Marquez is riding like his brother. So he's kind of like messing things up for people while also making a name. It's just going to be an incredible season. So I'm really excited about that. And also, I watched a bunch of football. I got caught up on that. And I really got into, you know what's a fun team to watch is the Arizona Cardinals. That Kyler Murray, Jesus, that is the fastest fucking quarterback I've seen since Mike Vick when he played in Atlanta. Now, he's like a goddamn water bug out there. So fucking fast. And threw a number of deep balls. This guy, number 13, I don't know all the names, made an incredible fingertip catch. They kicked the shit out of the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that fucking NFC East, my God. It's, I don't know, it's just a weird time. They got a bunch of new head coaches and they got a bunch of rookie quarterbacks. Also doesn't help the Cowboys that Prescott was out. But they had Andy Dalton. It's not like they had some bum under center, former starting quarterback, right? Don't think that that's that bad. So anyways, my New England Patriots, the COVID Pats, we got the San Francisco 49ers who do not have a former Patriot Jimmy Garoppolo under center. I know he's hurt also, unless he's coming back. I have no idea. We shall see. We shall see what happens with all of that type of stuff. I'm getting excited, though. I'm getting back. I'm flying, you know, provided the smoke is low enough. I'm going to fly tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Flying with an instructor. Going to get back into it. I haven't flown in like a month. So I'm always super careful, but I'm also excited because the place where I rent from is getting a new helicopter, and it's a much safer one than the one that I fly, so I'm kind of really excited about that. Of course, I'll have to get some hours on it, but I'm very excited because the one that I fly, I mean, you know, it's if you know what areas to stay away from, it's still super safe, but this thing is just, it's just nice to have a little more inertia in the main rotor blade, as they say there. So anyway, I'm watching this fucking, what is it, the Dodgers and Tampa Bay. I should probably look it up to see what the deal is with that. Anyway, my kids are fucking so goddamn funny, man. Both of them. My son, in the last like week and a half, all of a sudden just like he totally gets how to just reach up and grab stuff. He put it together so fast. And one of the doctors was saying that he really has really good hand-eye coordination. So, of course, me as a dad, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, he's going to be in the NFL, you know, whatever. He's going to be a pro baseball player. But he's put that together, and he knows how to kind of push himself backwards. He kind of figured that out today where he planted his little baby meaty forearms, you know, kind of pushed himself backwards. And it's funny because he wants to go forward. So he's excited that he's moving, but he's frustrated that he's not going in the right direction. But this kid, I'm telling you, man, the smiles this kid gives you, it's his whole face. He does that thing, you know, that 600-yard stares babies have when you walk into the room? Like, who the hell's that guy? Then they figure it out, and they break into this giant smile. It's just the greatest thing ever. And then my daughter is like, I don't know, she's like, she loves to roughhouse. So I have to understand that after she gets up from her nap, that, and then she has dinner or whatever, you know, a little bit later on, I try to wear her out playing t-ball and stuff, but they just, you know, they're brand new. They can just go forever. So I usually start conking out like around 7. And then that's when she wants to like jump on my back or have me chase her around the kitchen and stuff. So of course I do it because I'm a fucking lunatic, right? I like doing that stuff. But she jumped off the, she has this thing, if I'm laying on the ground, she thinks this is hilarious. If I'm laying on my back watching TV, you know, feet on the floor, knees up, right? And I'm just on the ground. She comes walking in, walks right up to me, turns around, leaps up into the air, and then butt first lands on my stomach. And I just go, oh, and she just thinks it is the funniest. I've learned to anticipate it. And the only thing I can do is I just sort of do a bridge as I lift my stomach up so it's closer to when her body weight is coming down so it doesn't hurt as much. So she does that, and the more she hurts me, the funnier she thinks it is. So tonight we were playing, and you know, it bugs my wife because we do play a little bit rough, and occasionally she bumps her head or something and cries, and then it becomes like, you know, she gets mad, which she should. So today I was with my son, and he was on his back playing with like the mobile things or whatever, and she kept jumping on my back off of the couch. And when she'd jump on my back like I was a horse, I would then just stand up and then flip her off, and she'd land on the couch. Every dad out there right now knows where this is going. My wife's sitting there on the couch. So she did something where rather than, she was sort of jumping, half jumping on, because as I was really close, I was a little further away from the couch, and she did like a Superfly snooker for wrestling fans out there, jumped off the top rope essentially and overshot my back, landed on my left shoulder, and almost started to go head first to the ground. But, you know, I did the dad save, where I just reached up and I was able to grab her before, and then she was sort of upside down, her back on my forearm, and then her feet hit the ground. And oh my God, my wife was so fucking mad. And it was the weirdest thing. She was mad, and I just was bursting out laughing, and she was going, it's not funny. And I go, no, this is how I've always reacted to getting into trouble. It's like a nervous reaction when I know I'm wrong and I get caught. I would always die laughing, which fucking destroyed me in school because the teachers would think that I was laughing at them. And I wanted to be like, no, I'm laughing because it's an anxiety that I'm in trouble and I know I'm wrong. So I started laughing and she got so fucking mad at me, but I was able to explain it to her. You see that? You go to therapy, you learn how to fucking express yourself, you know, and then hopefully, you know, the goddamn broads there will leave you alone, or at least understand you a little more. Right? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So anyway, I got to read some advertising here at some point. Let's do some NFL predictions here as I'm getting fucking smoked on my bookie. All right. NFL.com. All right. Who do we got coming up here? I'm going to give you old Billy Redface's picks of the week. Billy Redface, pick of the week. Oh, for God's sakes, who has the slowest internet in the world? I do. Maybe I'll do it after the fucking reads, which I'll have to get up on my phone for some reason. It's not really the internet at this point. I really think that it's, I think it really has to do with the smoke that's in the air. I mean, I think it's just blocking the satellite signal. I mean, at some point, that has to come into play. No? Correct? Oh, fuck me. So now this thing isn't going to load? Come on. Oh, the wheel's spinning. Oh, and it tells me to go fuck myself. Come on. Can I just fucking knock out a fucking podcast so I can have a morning to myself? fucking hell, every fucking, I swear to God, man, any fucking time you try to get a fucking head, it's like the universe knows. It's like it fucking knows. Jesus fucking Christ. Come on, you fucking cunt. I knew it. I fucking, why do I, why do I care? Why do I care? Why do I try? You gotta be, my phone won't, the fucking goddamn fucking laptop won't either. But no, I'm gonna stay positive. I'm gonna stay positive. Let's see what texting works. Let me see. Andrew here. Can you text ads to me? Fucking internet. There we go. That should be enough, right? I think everybody can relate to that type of situation. You know, are you Joe Sixpack? Do you put your fucking pants on one goddamn thing at a time? All right, I believe it's still 6-3. What am I going to do, play-by-play here while I wait for these things to come in? Oh, shit. He's got a signal. Ladies and gentlemen, he's got a signal. Maybe if you learn to be patient, maybe if you learn to go fuck yourself. All right, now we're trying to load the next page. All right, what inning is it? It is the top of the eighth. It is 6-3. 6-3. Is there a name for the beard without the mustache? I'm not talking like a neck beard. Like you have a full fucking like 1800s president beard. And then for whatever reason, like your mustache is either drawn in or it just won't grow in. I don't know. Oh, for God's sakes, can you just... How about these fucking people that go to the goddamn games? I mean, how big a baseball fan are you that you're willing to risk killing your grandparents? There's nothing to worry about. We have the best hospitals. If you get COVID, a helicopter will show up to the house you don't pay for, where you will then be whisked off and have the top doctors in the fucking world with experimental medicine. Yeah. Or you go to a fucking overcrowded hospital if you're a regular person and sit in the fucking hallway on a ventilator. You know, tomato, tomato. When and, oh, I got them. Here, they've been texted to me. They've been texted to me. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, miracles never cease to happen. And of course, the fucking password doesn't work. All right, here we go. All right, all right, all right. Oh, look who it is, everybody. Who is it? Jesus fucking Christ, there's a lot of shit here. All right. Oh, FrameBridge, everybody. Do you like taking pictures? Do you? FrameBridge. FrameBridge makes it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving the house. Add a gallery wall to your home office or send the perfect gift. From art prints and diplomas to the photos sitting on your phone, you can frame bridge just about anything. There's no fucking way how long it took me to get through college that I'm sending my fucking diploma anywhere. Here's a reminder of how it works. Just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your item online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite. I just pictured people at FrameBridge looking at some of these pictures going, who the fuck would want to frame this? Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Instead of the hundreds you pay at a framing store, their prices start at $39. And all shipping is free. Plus, my listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use my code BURR, B-U-R-R. Get started today. Give your personal experience using FrameBridge. I'll give my personal experience. I told my wife to use it, and they sent out framed photos of my dog, Cleo. And I still have them to this day, and they did a great job. That I'm sure you guys can figure out how to use it because you're smart. Get started today. Frame your photos. Send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code BURR, B-U-R-R, to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code BURR, framebridge.com, promo code BURR. Oh, look who's back. Movement Watches, MVMT, Mike, Victor, Mike, Tango, has watches, sunglasses, or other accessories have been the perfect, what? MVT, or MVP, MVMT, sorry, has watches, sunglasses, or other accessories have been the perfect gifts for family, friends, significant others, etc. What kind of a sentence is that? Movement has watches, sunglasses, or other accessories have been, should be that have been, the perfect gifts for family, friends, significant others, etc. Movement watches are all about looking good while keeping it simple. They don't tell you how many steps you've taken or blow your wrist up with text messages. They're not overly intrusive on life with notifications, text messages, emails, etc. They tell time like true classic timepieces should and look good doing it. They have rugged watches for when you're active and more formal watches for you if you're going to be the dapper Dan at the fucking party there. They have lots of sharp-looking sunglasses for men and women. Their story, a crowdfunded startup by two guys who understood what it was like living under a tight budget because they lived it too. Movement watches started at just $95. You're looking at $400 for the same quality from a traditional brand. Movement has sold almost 2 million watches in over 160 countries. Gets 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/BURR, B-U-R-R. Movement's launching new styles on their site all the time. Check out their latest at movement.com, mvmt.com. Go to mvmt.com/BURR. Join the movement. What else do we got here? Who the hell are these guys? Some new Theragun. 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 The stress of daily life weighs. Is this a gun? You can have my Theragun when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. Or if you ask me nicely, I think you're good shit. All right, Theragun. The stress of daily life weighs on all of us. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension is a real thing. Next, please mention all the talking points below. That's why there is Theragun, the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed, and power, and now, as quiet as an electric toothbrush. That's because the all-new Gen 4 Theragun has a proprietary brushless motor that's so quiet you will wonder if it's on while you soothe your aching muscles. With Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. Try Theragun for 30 days. There is no substitute for a Theragun Gen 4 with an OLED screen. Personalized Theragun app and the quiet and power you need, starting at $199. I have one of these things. These things are incredible. If you got old legs like me, they are friggin' amazing. Go to Theragun.com/BURR right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com, Theragun.com/BURR. Theragun.com/BURR. It's a Theragun. Let's see the liberals take that away. You can have my self-massaging Theragun when you pry it from my assistant's dead fingers. I don't know what I'm saying here. Anyway, plowing ahead here. I thought Tampa was going to add an insurance run there. Evidently, they did not. Evidently, they did not. Hey, you know what I started following on Instagram, who seems to have a really good podcast? The clips he's putting up is the rapper Fat Joe. I just saw a clip on Instagram. He had what the fuck's his name? God damn it! I can't remember anything. I literally owned cassette tapes and CDs. Busta Rhymes. He had Busta Rhymes on. He told this amazing story about Tupac and Q-Tip. And the argument that they had. I believe in the hip-hop world, it's called beef. check that guy. He's also the reason why I downloaded this album, because I started following. I forget how I started following. You know, somebody posts something you find interesting. It's like, oh, I'll follow this guy, see what's going on with this guy. So he's the reason why I now listen to, oh, shit, where the hell is it? I got to make sure I get his fucking name right. God damn it, Bill. He's the reason why I listen to Hector Lavoe. He said he's the greatest salsa singer of all time. I was like, I don't know shit about salsa. So I downloaded his greatest hits, and I can't get enough of it. It's fucking amazing. I believe J-Lo and that dude who looks like Anthony Cumia that she married at one point made a movie about the guy. Fuck, what the hell's the guy's name? Isn't the guy's name Mark? Well, I could just look her up if my internet, if I wasn't under like fucking 9,000 feet of smoke. All right, guys, I want you guys to send me the top four places where you think I should move. If this whole place really catches, if all these people leaving are right and I have to leave here. I don't think I'm gonna, because I just feel like if enough people leave, then, and LA becomes the population it should be, just being able to get on the highway and cruise around all the time would be great. Like there's COVID all the time, except it's not COVID. Holy shit, he took him deep! Woo! Not like I'm rooting for the Dodgers. I'm kind of rooting for the Dodgers, man. They've been there knocking on the door for so long. I got to find out if... But Tampa Bay's never won a World Series, have they? I always get them confused with the Lightning. The Lightning won it in 2004, and they won it this year. They got two Stanley Cups. They have one Super Bowl, and they've never won a World Series. No, they have not. They haven't. All right. I just confirmed that in my head. And what the hell was I looking up? Oh, World Series. World Series 2020. Come on. Kershaw, come on, come on. They never give him any fucking run support, and then everybody fucking blames him. It's so stupid. All right, whatever. You guys already know the fucking answer to it. I'll look it up at some point. I was surprised that redheaded dude on the Dodgers wears number 10. Wasn't that Ron Say's number? I was surprised the Penguin there. The Dodgers never retired that one. I find franchises either retire every fucking number, or they're just like, fuck this. You know, I don't give a shit. We don't retire numbers. And I think as a player, you have to feel good about going to a franchise that will... Oh, my God, what the fuck are they doing? Holy shit. Oh, my God. That fucking guy there, the red-headed dude, just hit a fucking blooper. The goddamn guys in the outfield. What are they doing? I'll tell you right now, there's a lot of women getting beaten on houseboats in Tampa right now. Sorry. It's a rough state, okay, people? I don't create the rules. They haven't lost it yet. There's a lot of nervous... what do they used to call that? If you lived with a woman long enough. There's a lot of nervous common law women on houseboats in Tampa right now. Six to four. The tying run has come to the plate. The Dodgers, they've been there knocking on the door so many times. They knocked on a door. They should have knocked on a trash can. Sorry. Yeah, I think I might have to. I don't know. I really like, obviously, like L.A. I live out here. But I also, you know, come on. How many times have the Tampa Bay Devil Rays? Don't say devil. It makes me nervous. How many times have the Rays developed a player only to have the player leave and go to a bigger market? So I think I might have to root for them, but I also want to root for I'll be happy either way. I think I kind of got to go Dodgers just because Kershaw has taken so much fucking bullshit. You know, somehow he loses it himself every goddamn October. I don't buy it. So I think I'm going to root for them, but I'll obviously be happy if Tampa wins. All right. That's it. That's the podcast, everybody. Please enjoy the music, and then there's going to be a greatest hits Thursday afternoon just before Friday, Monday morning podcast coming after the music picked out by the wonderful and very talented Andrew Douglas. Have a great weekend.
Podcast for Monday, October 22nd, 2012. And I know what you're thinking. Bill, why does it sound like you're inside of a fucking tin can? Well, I'll tell you why. I'm in fucking Australia. I just plugged my goddamn mixer into the fucking adapter and it just shorted it out. All right? It's my fault. What was I thinking? Running such a gigantic podcast such as the Monday Morning Podcast with a $99 mixer. And I did say gigantic podcast. This is a big podcast. It's fucking big to me. Every week on iTunes, we're number 37. You like that? I'm the only podcaster who doesn't lie. All these cunts out there, every fucking one of them. Dude, I got like a million downloads. I'm number one. Oh, go fuck yourself. You're number one in your ass. I'm here to tell you that I am number 18 and I'm proud of it. So anyways, I don't have any headphones. I don't have any microphone. I'm recording this thing through GarageBand and this is how it's going to sound. All right. And if you don't want to listen to it, just hit stop because it's not going to get any fucking better than this. All right. You like how I'm kind of yelling at you because my mix, because I bought a $99 mixer to run the top 47th podcast on the fucking iTunes. All right, let's get right down to it. Lance Armstrong officially fucking stripped of all of his goddamn titles. And Nike has the fucking balls. The fucking balls to walk away from Lance. You didn't walk away from Tiger Woods. You know? After all the bullshit he was doing. So I guess if Lance just fucked around on his wife, you know, you still would have had a swish above his fucking left tit. You wouldn't have had a problem with it. Hey, Nike, where the fuck do you get off having any sort of moral stance about cheating or not cheating? You know, have you taken a look at your company lately? You think Lance doesn't have the right to fucking go around handing out those Live Strong bracelets because you think he cheated? Well, what about you guys? Huh? What about you, Nike? Just do it? What does that mean? Is that what you say to the children who sew your sneakers together in El Salvador? I don't want to sew it. Just do it. Yeah. Where the fuck does Nike get? I mean, you know what it is? I love that that's when Nike drops them and it gets to look like they don't tolerate cheating. It's all about money with those cunts. They don't give a flying fuck whether he cheated, whether he didn't cheat. All right? When it looked emphatically like this guy had been busted, they walk away like, well, that's not what we're about. If anybody out there can explain to me what fucking Nike is about other than money and standing on the heads of 8-year-olds, you know, if you can come up with something else, send me an email. Because I, for one, would love to hear it. All right. I hope this isn't really... I hope this recording isn't as bad as it looks. Looks like I'm fucking blowing out your eardrums. I'm trying here, people. I'm a little handicapped here. I'm down under. Having a nice time down under. Jesus Christ. I fucking made it over here, everybody. 14-hour flight. You know, and with no drugs. I was thinking of, you know, watching a couple of movies and then taking some drugs. And I worked it out. I got on the plane. I immediately fell asleep. And I slept for maybe, I don't know, about 6 hours. And then I just watched movies. Well, what'd you watch, Bill? Well, I watched Caddyshack. Then I watched On the Waterfront. Then I watched National Lampoon's Vacation. Chevy Chase, still fucking hilarious. And then I watched a Bee Gees documentary, which got really fucking boring really quickly. And then all of a sudden we landed. And that was it. So there you go. I know I watched something else in there. There was something else random that I started to watch. I started watching a couple of documentaries. And I know what you're thinking, Bill. What, who the fuck would ever watch a goddamn documentary on the Bee Gees? Well, you know, I had 14 hours to kill. All right, you judgmental cunt. And not to mention the Bee Gees are from Australia. I figured maybe I'd see something in there that I could bring to my live shows. Or whatever. So we land. We land here at like 6:30 in the fucking morning. We left at 10 o'clock at night, Monday night. Flew for 14 hours, and by the time we got here, it was 6:30 Wednesday morning. You lose a day. You know, there's an 18-hour fucking difference between L.A. and here. I don't know if this is interesting. I don't even know if you can hear me, you know? I don't fucking know. But so then it was weird, because then we landed here, and then I had to stay up until fucking about 9:30 at night to try and get on the clock. And I don't know, it took a couple of days. I kept bitching about being jet lagged to the point I think Dom Irrera was going to slap me in the face. I think I had like 14 conversations with him about how I couldn't go to sleep. You know, and the lovely Nia, you know, she's more of a hippie free spirit than I am, right? She just took sleeping pills the first night and was fine. And I'm all sitting here, you know, trying to be fucking Johnny Natural, bitching about what the fuck they do to your liver. Like I'm some sort of a doctor, you know? So finally, the third day here, I actually took some sleeping pills. And I slept through the night and I felt great, you know? So there's one for the druggies. Hey, man, just take a sleeping pill, man. It actually works. So anyways, I performed at this Sydney Opera House downstairs in the basement. It was a 400-seater, and did three nights. Every show was packed, and just great crowds, and it was a total, this trip was a total success, and I'm definitely coming back here. Because not only did the people come out, it's just a great country. I don't have one fucking bad thing to say about Australia, other than the fact that Sydney is expensive. Jesus Christ, is this fucking place expensive? And I lived in New York City, and that place is expensive, okay? It's not like I'm some sort of redheaded farm boy over here, okay? You're not talking to fucking Huck Finn, you know? I'm not sitting here barefoot with a goddamn fishing pole over my shoulder. All right? Oh, I got one bad thing. One bad fucking thing. All right? Last night, we were coming back from watching these bats fly out of the park. They call them flying foxes. I guess they're furry. It was night. It was nighttime. And they're all, you know, hundreds of fucking bats flying out. It was awesome. And so we're hungry. And we were going to go to the Burger King out here, but they don't call it Burger King. They call it Hungry Jack's. Because evidently there was some other guy out here who already had a place called Burger King, and he sued the Burger King Corporation, and somehow he won. So for some reason, Burger King settled on the name Hungry Jack's. I don't know why. I don't know why. But they have the exact same logo in the menu. So we go into Hungry Jack's. And as we're standing there, all of a sudden, this guy in a tank top comes in with these two blonde girls. And one of them is just loud as fucking hell. Like, I'm standing there, and then she goes like, hey! Some crazy fucking laugh. Like, really close to my ear. Like, and I'm thinking, did she just do that to fuck with me, or can she not handle her alcohol? And then, I guess, you know, on their cell phones, you can get, they had some coupon for a free burger or something. So she goes, look, I got a coupon for a free burger. And then, as she's She fucking reached past my face and shook her cell phone in front of my fucking face. And I can't believe I didn't slap her fucking phone down into the fryer later. It's been bugging me. And when she went to order, she said to the guy behind the counter, she goes, "Just meat and cheese, just meat and cheese, just meat and cheese," like three times in a fucking row. Just being a total obnoxious cunt. And I tried to not let her get to me, but I just kept replaying that fucking shaking the phone in my face. She did it. She shook it right in my fucking face, and I didn't do anything. I was so, like, surprised. And then there's that weird, like, it's a woman, so you got to do the math. Like, what do I do? Like, I'm telling you, the amount of times today, the fucking violent thoughts, I kept trying to think of anything I could have said, anything I could have done. The only solution I could have thought of, other than what I did, which was nothing, was, well, they were all violent solutions. I thought about, well, what if I just took my shake and dumped it over her head? And the fantasy immediately went to me taking a burger and, like, mushing in her face slash, like, punching her with the palm of my hand through the bread, which would be considered assault. I thought about dragging her out by her fucking hair and then throwing her cell phone like fucking Randy Johnson in his heyday and having it smash right above her head, and then just sitting watching her cry as I went back in and got my food. And somehow in all of these, I never got arrested. But that was the only one bad thing. Like, this girl was, like, so overdue for a fucking ass-kicking. I really wish I just knew, like, you know those chicks who fight in the UFC? I just wish I knew one that was in the vicinity and could have just had her come in and dress, like, really, like, you know, all girly-girly and just kind of act sheepish and just let that girl come up and do the obnoxious thing that's shit that she was doing. Oh my god. I would have paid $500 to have a woman not just, if there was a service, I would have paid $500 to fucking watch a woman go in and just knock this bitch out, because she just it would have made her a better person. It really would have. Like today, I'm fucking sitting here, you know, doing touristy shit. I walked from, Bondi Beach to Coogee Beach or whatever. Fucking incredible. They got all these, sand sculpt. I don't know what the fuck they call them. Sculptures and stuff. I can be honest with you, I could give a flying fuck about them. You know, sculptors, you know what they do. They take like a garden hose and some PCP pipe or whatever the fuck it is. You know, they take junk from the kitchen and they make like a fucking, I don't know what, a rocket ship out of it. Yeah, I've never been into it. It's clever. But you've seen one, you've seen them all. Nia, on the other hand, absolutely fucking loves them. So she's stopping at every goddamn one of them. It's windy as hell. I got salt spray in my face, but I'm liking it though. I'm liking the elements. But half of the walk, I just kept thinking of grabbing that girl last night by her hair and throwing her off the cliff. You know? She lives, but she breaks her fucking hip, and she deserves it. You know? And when she looks at me like, why? I just say, because you're a cunt. And that's the end of the fantasy. Is that bad? Other than that, I had a great fucking time out here. And I'll tell you all about it right after I do a couple little ads here. What do we got here? LendingTree. If you have a mortgage on your home and you haven't looked at refinancing, you need to act now. Rates are at 3.125% APR, which is at an all-time low. If you go to trylendingtree.com, complete an easy form that takes less than 5 minutes, you will have up to 4 lenders sending you options to review and compare. Try LendingTree.com now, and if you enter the code BURR, B-U-R-R, you will receive a free mortgage guide. All right? www.LendingTree.com, or go to TryLendingTree.com. Anyways, So back to my trip here. Back to my trip here. What did I do? I went to the zoo. I went to the zoo, and earlier that morning, one of the zookeepers, unfortunately, a lovely woman, got crushed against the wall by a baby elephant or an adolescent one, you know? And everybody was feeling bad for her, and we all hope that she gets better. But, you know, it's one of those fucking deals. They don't want to be there. That was the overwhelming vibe that I got, like, especially the fucking chimpanzees and the gorillas. Okay? You know what I would love? What I would absolutely love is to go to church someday and listen to some guy speaking that fucking creationism mumbo fucking jumbo, and in the background just have a bunch of apes sitting in cages staring at people in the fucking crowd of the church. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't give a fuck how much you're into Jesus, how much you're into Muhammad, whatever the fuck you're into. There's no way to look a fucking monkey in the eye and not know exactly where the hell we came from. There's just no way. Somewhere along the line, they broke left and we broke right. But I'm telling you, if you go up the family tree fucking long enough, look at my dumb face. You're telling me I'm not half orangutan? There's no fucking way. There's no goddamn way. Those motherfuckers, they are just a cunt hair away from being human. And they're aware that they're being watched. They don't want to be in there. You know, it was really bad. They had this giant area where they were playing. And then they had this one area where they could kind of walk into like this little cave. You know, and they walk into the cave trying to get a little fucking peace and quiet. Just don't want to be stared at anymore. And there's a big window so we can see them in there. And I see this one goes in there. And I, of course, run up like the tourist that I am. And this motherfucker gets in there, starts going, wah, 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 wah. He's fucking slapping the walls and jumping around. And I said to Neil, like, that one does not, is that's the one right there that's going to rip your face off because, you know, that dude's the man. And he's caged up, all right? You got a fucking alpha male there, like, he's not a bitch. And he doesn't want to be in there. And him just slapping the wall and whatever the fuck he just yelled in chimpanzee, if you translated it to English, would basically be like, you motherfuckers are so lucky that glass is there. Because if you weren't, I'd rip all your faces off. I'd rip a couple feet off and a bunch of ball bags. So consider yourself lucky. So anyway, so I leave. Nia stays. And all of a sudden, the monkey starts fucking acting up, and somebody's standing there going, saying he's going to charge the glass. And that's exactly what the thing did. And everybody jumped back. And then another monkey ran in there, and all the humans were like, oh, they're going to fight. And when the other monkey ran in there after the alpha chimp flipped out, when he ran in there, the two of them just hugged each other. And then they sat down and started grooming one another. It just made me feel bad. You know? I don't mind you know, you're going to stick something in a cage, make it a reptile. Those fucking idiots, they don't know what's going on. You know? All you got to do is throw a dead mouse at them every couple of hours and they're fine. The reptiles are the mouth-breathing morons of the fucking animal kingdom. They're clueless. You know? It's like those people that sit out in the bleachers. You know? Those jackasses. Those are reptiles. speaking of which, speaking of sports, I've tried to keep up on the sports. I've been actually, you know something? I've been over here so long, I'm starting to like cricket. Which I got to tell you something right now. You know, as much as they bitch about, help me moving this computer, is it making a bunch of noises? As much as people bitch about how difficult hockey is to watch on TV, you ain't seen shit until you try to watch a game of cricket when there's nobody there to explain what the fuck is going on. For you Yanks out there who never seen the goddamn game and it looks like baseball played with a fraternity paddle, do you know that That field is 360 degrees. There's no foul balls. You foul tip that motherfucker and it goes over the wall behind you, that's 6 runs. That's what you get for a home run. 6 runs. It gets to the wall, that's 4 runs. There's 2 guys with paddles. When you hit the ball, they both try, they run at each other, go to each other's bases. And if they can do it before those cunts get the ball in, that's a run or two or something like that. And they play, they have like fucking 50 outs. And they got a quicker game, 20-something or other, that only takes a day. But a cricket match takes 5 fucking days. Good Lord. And you thought baseball was boring. But I got to admit, after a while, I kind of started to get into it. Got into it a little bit. But I don't know. What else did I do out here? So we went to the zoo. That was a great time. Other than the fact you're just looking into the eyes of animals that don't want to fucking be there. But, oh, by the way, the 2 major animals here, koalas and kangaroos, not a fan of either one, now that I've seen them up close. Koalas, like, they just got that look on their face. It's depressing. You know, I was joking on stage, my shows down here. I was saying the reason why I didn't like koalas, because when I looked at into a koala bear's face, it reminded me of every time I quit in life. You know, they just have that fucking, you know, what's the point, man? You know, they're just sitting there high off that fucking eucalyptus shit they eat. They're like potheads. For some reason, they remind me of Tom Bosley. You know, Mr. C, Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days. Like, if Mr. Cunningham was a fucking animal, he would be a koala bear. Mr. Cunningham would be, not Tom Bosley, okay? Because obviously, he didn't sit around and do nothing. The guy made it as a fucking character actor. All right? And kangaroos are fucking rats. They're rodents. They got this little fucking head that's really weird. They're just creepy. All right? And my version of a kangaroo were those funny ones that they drew in cartoons. They're not funny at all. They're fucking like 6 feet, 6 feet 1. They're like as big as Eli Manning. And they can, you know, basically rip your guts out with their front feet if they choose. And they can jump twice as far as Michael Jordan. So that's pretty scary. See, I learned shit when I was over here. You know? You guys just think I'm going around drinking fucking beers, which I did. Really, Bill? Can you recommend a good Aussie beer? Yes, I can. Little Creatures Pale Ale. It was fucking delicious. All right. I'm trying to space out, do a little better job here with the advertising this week. I'll just read them real quick, one at a time here, and then get back to the podcast. Amazon.com. Thanks again for helping to support the show by going to my Amazon banner on www.billbird.com podcast page. Before you buy something online, this one extra step helps support the cost of producing the podcast, as well as help the Wounded Warrior Project, where I give a percentage of my advertising revenue to. So, thanks again for going there. There you go. Bing, bang, boom. You like that? Quick commercials this week. Back to the podcast. Oh, so this morning, my Patriots, the New England Patriots, were playing the Green Cunts, the New York Jets. They were playing them, I thought, at 4 in the morning. They were actually the 4 o'clock game, which was 7 in the morning here. So I got up at 4 in the morning, and I actually watched on my computer. What did I watch? I watched the Giants versus the Redskins. Thanks to my opening act, my support, as they call it out here. Nick Cody hooked me up with his NFL username and password. And I was able to watch most of that game before it crapped out on me. And then I had to go to a casino, which was 5 minutes down the fucking road. But there's so much traffic here in Sydney, and they only have like 2 lanes on each side. It took forever to get over there. And I watched the Patriots versus the Jets. Jesus. Jesus. And you know what I saw during that game? I saw 2 teams that are not going to win the Super Bowl this year. I actually think Rex Ryan is doing a hell of a fucking job considering all the injuries that they have. And Belichick is doing a hell of a job considering we have absolutely no secondary whatsoever. They definitely played better this week, but you know, we won the game, but I can't even talk shit. It's like we blew the game, and then they the Jets were like, "Oh no, you don't. Oh no, you don't. We're gonna blow the game. How dare you try to make us win this game?" And then the Patriots are like, "Well, wait a minute. We don't want to win this game. You win the game. We'll fumble the ball during the kickoff." The Jets go, "Oh, okay. Well, we'll see your fumble, and we'll drop an easy pass and just kick a field goal." I don't know. If we just had somebody. I got to be honest with you. I was really surprised that we won that game because I really, you know, defense wins games, and I felt that the Jets had a better defense or have a better defense than we do, even though Revis is out. Cromartie's still a great player, and we just don't have that guy in the fucking secondary. But it was hilarious. I can't even remember if I even fucking told this story yet because I had to start this podcast 3 fucking times because it's so weird to be doing this without hearing myself, headphones and all that type of shit. But anyways, I went over to the Star Casino. You know what's hilarious is I'm like 50-50 whether I already told this story. I hope I didn't. I went over there, and there was nobody there. I walked into this sports book. There was nobody there. There was this Asian dude playing some weird game in the corner. And it had the whole place to myself. It was actually kind of cool. And I don't know. Is it weird that it, like, I got over there by 9 in the morning. I had watched the first half on the computer before it crapped out on me. At 9 in the morning, I went over there and I just started drinking by myself. I had 3 beers. I told myself I was only going to have 2. But then once we fucked up and fumbled, I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll have it. I'm going to fucking drink my sorrows away because we're going to lose this game. And somehow we won, you know? Anybody go to the game out there? How many fucking Fairweather fans left after we fumbled the fucking kickoff? Trying to beat the traffic. Those douchebags. So, I don't know. I'm psyched that we won, but in the long run, is it really going to help the Patriots? You know what it is? You know what's really hurting the Patriots? How good Tom Brady is and Bill Belichick and our offense is. Because we win so many fucking games that we shouldn't. And then we don't get a high draft pick, and we really need to get somebody. Is anybody coming out of college that's just going to be a lights out cornerback? Because God knows we could fucking use one. Oh, and by the way, I absolutely fucking hate those old school New England Patriot uniforms. And I know there's a lot of people that like them, but all I see those and I get sick to my stomach. I see those uniforms and all I think of is Dan Marino throwing for 500 yards. You know, I think of the Bears-Patriots Super Bowl. I think of Tony Eason. Irving Fryer before he got his shit together. I roughing the passer against the fucking Oakland Raiders in 1976. That's all I think of. I just think of losing or coming close to winning and then fucking losing. That's all I think of about whenever I see those uniforms. Although, you know, if I see a T-shirt that has the old Pat Patriot helmet on it, I'm a sucker and I'll buy it. But I hate seeing us. I just hate seeing us wear those uniforms. It's just not a good time. I imagine people who Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans probably feel the same way when you have the creamsicle uniforms. Doesn't that just remind you of 0-14? I guess you had Doug Williams. You had that one year in like 79 where you got all the way to the NFC Championship game where I believe the Los Angeles Rams beat you 9-0. Norman Cromwell kicked 3 field goals. Isn't that what happened? And then they played the Pittsburgh Steelers, the roided up Pittsburgh Steelers, by the way. That's for that cunt on Twitter that gave me shit about the Patriots cheating. It's always funny to hear a Steeler fan talk about cheating. You really should go back and see why you had the steel curtain. It should have said the steroid curtain. Jesus Christ, even Terry Bradshaw admitted that he was using roids. But whatever. Whatever. They got Synergenics now. They're giving them to fucking old people. So anyways, how far into this fucking horribly recorded podcast am I? Oh, half hour. Look at that. Moving right along. Let's turn on the fucking light here. Oh, by the way, I didn't make it up to the Great Barrier Reef. I didn't make it up there. It was just going to be too much of a thrash. And I actually found out how to do it the right way. You know. But granted, I heard that they're not going to allow the public to go to the Great Barrier Reef for much longer. And if they don't, well, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? I think the barrier reef is more important than this freckle-faced cunt actually seeing it. Let's get to a question for this week. Here's an advice one. Brother-in-law. Bill. So, my brother-in-law is a fucking pussy. He is the poster boy for Napoleon Complex. He smacks his wife around. Jesus Christ. Doesn't keep groceries in the fridge for his kids. Talks shit about how he'll eat my lunch to people once he has a couple of whiskeys and cokes in him. The guy is a real piece of shit. Despite all of this, I've never judged the motherfucker. Never made a big thing out of his drunk shit talking on me. Always gave him the benefit of the doubt. Well, did you judge him for fucking slapping your sister around? Right? If he's your brother-in-law, then his wife has to be your sister. Or is it on your... Could it be on your wife's side? I don't know how that shit works. I never understood that. This is my third cousin. That doesn't mean shit to me. I don't know what that means. Do you have three cousins? He's three times removed. Anyways, a couple weeks ago, it all came to a head, and I ended up having to kick his fucking ass after he showed up to my two-year-old daughter's birthday party drunk and caused a scene in front of my family. I'll be the first to tell you that I don't like confrontation. I don't walk around like I'm some badass tough guy. This stuff has been brewing for a while, though, and that night I had no choice but to grant his wish and beat the shit out of him. Well, good for you. I gotta say it felt pretty fucking good, too. I imagine it did. It feels good for me to find out that you did it. Anyway, so fast forward a little bit. My wife's sister is now sending text messages about him wanting a rematch. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, so it's your wife's sister that he's slapping around. Oh, this guy wants a rematch. The guy writes, LOL. We live in close proximity, so it is not unusual to see these slugs at the same grocery store, liquor store, gas station, etc. So when the time comes and I do see this stupid little fuck, how do I play it? I have nothing to prove. I don't like to fight. I'm 31 years old and have a family. But I'm certain this cunt will put me in a position when I do see him. If you were me, how would you go about handling this situation when it does arise? Which I'm sure it will sooner or later. Thanks, Bill. What would I do? I'd call him up. I'd call the guy up. The lovely Nia, everybody. How are you? I would call the guy up. And I'd try it that way. Call him up while he's sober and you're sober. You do it over the phone so it doesn't escalate to a physical thing. And I would just say, listen, I heard that you're saying that you want a rematch and all that type of stuff. All right? I don't want to fight you. That's not what I want to do. But if you put me in a position, I will defend myself, and the outcome is going to be the same. All right? Stop being a fucking pussy. Learn how to hold your alcohol. All right? But I'm going to tell you right now, I am not looking for a fight, but if you come at me, I am going to pound your short little ass into the fucking ground in front of your wife and kids. All right? That's what I'm going to do. And by the way, stop slapping around your wife. I don't know, that's probably bad advice. Maybe say something better than that. But do it over the phone. Is there a nice way to say that? Just say, listen, man, I don't want to fight you. All right? I heard that you want a rematch. It's unfortunate that things got physical. That's the route you go. Because you won the fight. So there's no you don't have to gloat. He knows what happened. All right? You know, you got out of hand. You know, maybe you ought to go to AA or something. You know, you seem to be really chippy when you have a couple of drinks. And then when he starts yelling all this stuff, just say, listen, I didn't call up to argue with you. I'm just telling you, I don't want to fight you again. All right? Please don't put me in a position to have to fight you again. All right? Just leave it at that. Ah, you know what? You guys, you know what? It's inevitable. You guys are going to fight. All right? So just drop that guy. Give him a fucking straight right. Just fucking right in his fucking chops. Why don't you go over there? Just go over there and fight him again. Kick his ass and then throw him in the bushes and just laugh as you watch that little fucker have to crawl out of him. You know? You know what I'm worried about, sir, is that you're going to end up getting sued. You know? That's something that the little bastard will do. This guy, Nia, he's actually... He fucking... I don't know. He slaps his wife around. Doesn't keep groceries in the fridge. He can't hold his alcohol.
The guy that wrote you?
No. The guy that wrote me. This is his brother-in-law.
His brother-in-law on slaps his, around his sister?
No. I don't know. I think it's his wife's sister. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get what's going on here. I don't know what we're talking about. I mean, because if he's slapping around your sister, you should do what James Caan did in the Godfather and beat the fuck out of him with every, you know, trash can on the block. I don't know. I don't... It seems real... I don't know. For some reason, his question wasn't about how do I get him to stop hitting his wife.
Yeah, that's kind of the main issue, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't think that that's... I don't think in his world it is. These might be...
God.
Did you see that show Gypsy Blood when we were over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, like those guys, like, fucking... They have cockfights, they kick the family dog around, and they have their kids sit there, have half-hour fights with each other, taking punches to the head, and they're sitting there going...
No, you gotta convince this woman to leave this asshole. That's the thing. Why wouldn't you do that? He's slapping her around. Why wouldn't you try to tell her to leave him?
Well, why wouldn't she leave? You know what I mean?
What do you mean? There's a million reasons why people stay in abusive relationships. It's not so black and white, like, oh, you're getting beat up, leave. It's sometimes more complicated than that.
Well, you can't just go over there and be like, hey, you know what? You should leave. Like she doesn't know. The guy's slapping her around. It's like, you got to have something like, hey, you should leave, and I have an apartment for you.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course.
Like, that's the, like, because other than that, you're like, that's like walking up to somebody broke going, you should win the lottery.
No, it's...
It isn't? All right. Well, I'm stupid. Listen, don't get mad at me. Okay, I have to keep it funny. I understand. The guy shouldn't be hitting the girl, and he should try and help him out. I mean, that goes without saying. What are they supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's a tough one. But I mean, if the wife wasn't around the husband, it might help a little. It might help a lot. Sounds like. I don't know.
They should stuff that little fucker in a trash can, put duct tape over the lid, poke some holes in there so the cunt can still breathe, and then just move his wife out to a safe place.
There you go.
And then roll the guy down the hill.
Exactly.
All right, here's a dilemma for you, Nia. If you could be invisible for a day, what would you do?
Invisible for a day, what would you do? I don't know. I would probably sit in on people's therapy sessions.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Because I'm really interested in that kind of stuff anyway, psychology and all that.
You know, you can just be a therapist.
I know. I wanted to be a therapist for a long time. Yeah, I always said, like, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I'd maybe, like, go back to school for it. But yeah, I would.
You could
be
invisible for a day. That's what you would do?
I think I would. Is that weird?
It's weird to me because I'm obviously you're way nicer a person than I am.
Oh, why? What would you do? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. There's a zillion things. Everything from look up women's dresses.
What are you, fucking 10 years old?
Yeah. To
you can just go online and just see women's vaginal canal, okay? So you don't need to, like,
I just lay down
weirdo,
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, like a little boy.
I'd either do that.
That's the dumbest. What a waste of visibility.
Wait.
That's a fucking waste.
Or.
You're terrible at this.
Or I would I'd go to the CIA building and I'd just start reading files.
That sounds more like you.
While I looked up dresses of agents.
Yeah.
You got to do something perverted. Look, I'm just being honest. There's no way I could handle the power of being invisible.
But you don't have to be invisible in order to see women's, like, private parts. That doesn't require
invisibility.
You can just do it on the internet. And
yeah, but that's not the same. That's like, oh, I can also watch that fucking Oliver Stone JFK movie. That's not like walking into the CIA building and reading all the stuff before they black it out. You know?
Okay, but that makes more sense to do invisible rather than look up somebody's skirt. Whatever. It's your fucking invisibility.
Yeah,
do whatever you
stop
want
taking
with it.
My invisibility away.
Ugh, lame. What's the next one?
Me. It's, well, you know something, Nia? My CIA thing was better than you. I'd sit in on a therapy session. That's like a job. You could just go do that. That's like, what would you do if you were invisible? I'd go to a construction house, a construction site, and watch them build a house. You just be a construction worker.
No.
And do it.
That, it's more about, like, being nosy about people's business. That's why I'd want to be invisible.
Well, what you're doing is the female version of me looking up a dress.
I'm looking into their mind.
Well, look, if
so I'm automatically deeper than you.
If guys...
Deeper than you!
If guys' genitalia looked a little better, you'd be laying down on the sidewalk, too, looking at ball bags.
Ugh, gross.
I know.
So no one wants to look at a ball bag.
Exactly. So
are.
That's why you're not a better person. But yeah, but everyone wants to see a hoo-ah. All right. Dilemma. All right. You were just given a yacht. What would you name it?
It's not really a dilemma, but...
Yeah, why is that a dilemma? Fuck, I was just given a $1 million boat.
What would you name it? I don't know. I would name it Tenderheaded.
Ugh, God, Nia.
It's my name of my company. It's my whole branding identity. It's Tenderheaded. Why wouldn't I name it that?
It's supposed to be something kind of, like, funny, isn't it?
What are you going to name it? Go fuck yourself?
I don't know, off the grid? Kilo aboard. No, I told you, if I ever had a boat, I would definitely, there's no way I would not be moving drugs. I wouldn't be able to handle that power. Just taking a fucking water taxi, just being out there, it's like, I'm out on the water. There's nobody out here. You know? I could just, I would have, every once in a while, not all the time, every once in a while, I would have a brick of weed or a kilo of coke, and I would just be out there. By myself, just out there, naked, just fucking jerking off on the seas and just having a good time. I wouldn't handle it. There's a reason why I'm where I'm at in society. God knows better. Every once in a while, he fucks up, and then he lets a crazy person through. All right, how far are we into this thing? I'm really hoping this isn't going to sound fucking horrific.
Why don't you pause it and listen to it for a second?
I did. It sounds like I'm in a fucking tin can. It's the best I can do. There's no, like, levels here that I can fuck with, and I don't know.
Can you put that thing all the way to the right? Does that do anything?
I don't know what that does. That maybe turns it up.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Nia, how have you enjoyed being in Australia?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been amazing, and... Shout out to all the cool people that came to your show.
Absolutely.
And were nice enough to say hi to me. That was
nice. A lot of people were like the lovely Nia.
Yeah, that was really nice. So shout out to all you guys that said hello to me. That was nice. It made me feel really special and welcome. And no, this city is amazing. I'm having a great time. Definitely want to come back.
That was probably the nicest 11 seconds ever on the podcast. It was very sincere.
It's true. I felt very welcome by the...
Okay, all right. Jesus Christ.
It's true. I really liked it. People in Australia are so nice.
You know what? I think it's time to talk about sweetest day. All right, Mr. Burr. Love the podcast.
on. Oh, you know what? I gotta read a commercial here real quick. What the hell is this one? Stamps.com, everybody. You know the drill, huh? You want to go to the post office for the rest of your life? Good. That's your choice. You know what the rest of us are doing? We're going to Stamps.com, and we're bringing the post office into our dwellings, our tent city, our homes, our houses, our teepees. Wouldn't it be great if you could have if you could print legal postage at home any time of the day while invisible, looking up somebody's skirt? look, you know what you get. You get the scale. You get a no-risk trial. You use my last name, Burr, B-U-R-R, for the special offer. Plus a $110 bonus offer includes the digital scale and up to $55 free postage. You're getting $55 for free. They give you a little scale, you know. So if you got something you want to put in a box and you want to figure out the postage, they can do that. It's just like the post office, except it's in your house. It's awesome. I use it whenever I send out my DVDs, and I highly recommend it. Go to stance.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Burr, B-U-R-R, and you'll get your $55 free bonus postage at stamps.com. Enter Burr. All right, on to the sweetest day. Mr. Burr, I love the podcast, blah, blah, blah. Okay, on to my question. My wife keeps busting my balls to participate in what I call a bullshit holiday. Yeah, it's called Sweetest Day. I've never even heard of this. Says certain areas of the Midwest celebrate something called Sweetest Day on the third Saturday in October. It's just another excuse for cards, flowers, candy, etc. I am originally from New Orleans, and didn't move to the Midwest till 2009. Until then, I was unaware of this. I was unaware this holiday even existed. This is the first time hearing of it, too, sir.
I've never heard of this.
No,
at all.
Exactly. It says, I am also in the military, so we live outside of Ohio the first 6 years of our marriage. This holiday was never even mentioned once during that time. So every year since moving to Cincinnati, I have refused to partake. Like clockwork, every year I catch flack because my wife's friends / family brag about the gifts they received. Am I being a dick for not participating in this? Should I stand my ground or give in to celebrating something with only regional importance? Any help would be appreciated. Go fuck yourself and happy Sweetest Day.
So do they not celebrate Valentine's Day there?
This is basically what it is. This is an extra Valentine's Day. This is like when the NFL wanted to add more games and the Players Union was like, fuck that. We're already getting enough concussions. This is the Valentine's Day version of that. So there's one in February, and then there's one in October.
Oh, get her something nice so she doesn't have to feel shitty in front of all those people. What's the big deal? Get some flowers.
This is what the deal
is. Get her some perfume. Take her out to dinner.
Now, wait a minute. Well, what the fuck is she going to get him?
Isn't it? It's not a mutual thing?
Don't try to back your way out of this.
I'm not backing out of it.
You weren't even trying. You weren't even fucking even remotely thinking about the guy in this.
Well, I wasn't until you just mentioned it. But
yeah, you weren't. Get her this. Get her that. What about him?
Yeah.
You already have Valentine's Day. We already have to buy you shit.
Yeah.
You guys don't buy us a fucking thing on
that
day.
That's not true.
What have you ever gotten me for Valentine's Day?
Sex?
That's a joke. I love that, too, like how you guys consider sex like that's a chore for you, like it doesn't feel good.
Yeah,
I wish it was
true.
A holiday where I just, like, let you blow me after you took me out
Isn't
to
there
dinner.
Something like that? Isn't that something that men are trying to get going?
That's something I was trying to get going. It's called steak and a blowjob day.
Oh, that's right.
You know what? And I'm telling you, if your lady is a champion, she'll actually enjoy doing that, making you a steak and fucking blowing you.
Yeah,
right.
Well, maybe that's the compromise. Let's do something for each other on the sweetest day. How about that? We'll both, you know.
Yeah, you know what I want you to do? I want you to do for me on Sweetest Day?
Me?
Yeah.
What?
I want you to forget that it exists. And my gift to you is that I'll do the exact same thing. Give me a fucking break. You want to go out? If you want to go out one night, just say you want to go out. Don't do it with this shit. I don't have to go out and go buy you a bunch of candies and all that crap.
Who came up with this Sweetest Day thing?
The fucking people who make the candy.
Yeah, but how come
Jesus Christ, do you have to be invisible looking through files to figure that out?
But how...
Gee, who came up with the Suzuki Samurai tips over easily? The people who make the Jeep.
But how come we haven't heard of it, though? How come... it's a regional thing. Like, why is it...
Because people in Cincinnati are dumb, and they don't realize that they're getting fucked over. I don't know why. I don't know why. I have no idea. I don't know why it goes on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of ridiculous to have to participate in it just because everybody else is doing it.
It's not kind of ridiculous. It's completely fucking ridiculous.
Well, they can compromise by both doing, let's do like a special day together, and it's a together thing, as opposed to, let me go out and buy you stuff so just so you can show off to your friends.
You know something about all of this shit? That's just shit that should be going on in your relationship anyways. You shouldn't have to fucking go, Hallmark said stand up and salute, and then you stand up like a fucking zombie. You know, fuck you, Hallmark. Go fuck yourself. Fuck all your days. Fuck all of that. What do we do every year for Valentine's Day?
We go out the day before Valentine's Day.
Day after. So you don't even know.
Yeah, not on Valentine's Day to avoid the crowds.
Because saps go out that day.
In the inflated prices, and we have a great time.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
February 15th is one of the greatest nights.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll ever go out to dinner.
Do it.
Nobody's out. You do it that way.
So what should he say to his wife about this? Should he just be like, I'm not participating in this bullshit. I don't want her to have to go through what I go through.
This is what he should have to do. He should go, hey, sweetie. And just, when she
grab
looks
at her ass.
No, no, just grab his dick. I got your holiday right here. I'll pour some sugar right on my dick.
All right,
there you go. There's
gross.
Your fucking blow pop. No, it's stupid.
She probably knows it's stupid too, but you know, everybody else is like, "Oh, he didn't get you." Who is this, Brad? Brad?
No, we don't
anything.
Name names.
Oh,
we don't name names. It's Chad.
Chad.
Yeah, there you go.
He wrote it on the thing.
Well, yeah. Well, it's my fault for showing it to you.
Oh God.
Look.
Yeah, the third Saturday in October. Yeah, that's weird.
Well, it's yet another one-way holiday. This is what I would say. I would just be like, look, there's already a Valentine's Day. Christmas is right around the corner. You know what I mean? And it's like, when was the last time you made me a steak and blew me because it's fucking... steak and a blowjob day. We really have to come up with a day.
Maybe it should be the third Saturday of October.
October is Halloween.
Sweetest
let's
day
figure this
slash
out. Let's,
steak
let's,
and a
blowjob let's, let's figure this out, all right?
Okay.
January is New Year's.
Yep.
February, you have Valentine's Day and Abe Lincoln's birthday or George Washington or something like that.
It's Black History Month.
Black History Month. Okay, so that's out.
Yep. March
is St. Patrick's Day. There's got to be a month left.
That feels like something that would fall in line with St. Patrick's Day. A steak and a blowjob day. It sounds like a drunken Irish fool would come up with.
Yeah, then it gets too frat boy, and then you get then it becomes date rape day.
Yeah, that's true. Then it becomes rapey.
April is Easter.
And April Fool's Day.
And Hitler's birthday. So that's out.
420, man.
May.
Mother's Day.
Memorial Day. God damn it. June is Father's Day. Father's Day. June.
That's weird.
Huh?
Like for Father's Day, like if your husband's a father, give him a steak and a blowjob.
Yeah,
kind of put
steak
it
and a blowjob. Two bits. Right?
June is Day? I don't know. No.
All right, July. That's 4th. That's
Independence
4th of July.
Day. Yeah, that works. No, it's
that's
not,
very
you know
American.
What? No, it feels like more of a fall holiday, honestly. Steak and a blowjob.
What about August? There's nothing in August.
Yeah, August is good.
There you go. It's the end of the summer.
August or September.
Corn is in season. Very phallic looking. There you go.
August. All right. We'll come up with a date.
The 17th.
Okay.
Right?
August 17th.
That's right.
Steak and a blowjob.
Right.
Day.
Lucky 7 and 1 blowjob.
You heard it here first, folks.
August 17th.
Steak and a blowjob day.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of women out there that are actually going to enjoy doing that.
Put put it in the calendar so when it comes up next year, you make a big announcement about it. All right. Really get this thing going.
I have to...
Get it trending on Twitter.
Well, to get it going, I got to get blowjob out of there. It's got to be...
Steak and a BJ?
Well, what you do is the steak thing, you'd be supporting beef farmers.
Right.
So you add a John Cougar Mellencamp sort of farm aid thing to it.
Mm-hmm. And then, farm aid?
And then the blowjob... Yeah, we get Willie Nelson and all those guys to do it. And then the blowjob. That's the tough one. Hey, there you go. There's your podcast listeners. There's your homework for the week. How can I sell this thing without people saying that it's completely fucking sexist? All right? That's it. All right. We're winding down here on the podcast. Let me make sure I've gotten everything that I need to get to. What are we up to here? 54 minutes of tin can listening. All right, Amazon, Lending Tree, already did that. Gamefly, there we go. Gamefly.com, everybody. Hey, would you like 8,000 video games at your fingertips with a 15-day free trial? Go to gamefly.com/burr or through the Gamefly banner on my website podcast page. The free trial is a $23 value, and you will get 2 discs of whatever game for whatever video game system you want. There's no strings attached. If you don't like the service, just return the games and cancel your subscription. You can't lose. Gamefly is the best service out there to play the new games. Again, for a free trial, 15-day trial, exclusive to listeners of the Monday Morning Podcast, go to gamefly.com/burr. And I'm required to do this one twice. Once again, Lending Tree, everybody. Interest rates are at the lowest they've ever been. All-time low, 3.125. You're looking to refinance your mortgage, go to trylendingtree.com, and now if you enter the code BURR, B-U-R-R, you will receive a free mortgage guide. All right, back to the podcast here.
Fellatio filet.
All right, that has alliteration. But how are you going to get the red states? How are you going to get the Bible beaters?
You know what? It needs to be one of those underground holidays, you know?
No, yeah, that's
it's
cool.
Off the mainstream. Like, do
I like it. Just like the podcast. Podcast is, we're kind of underground.
Since you already
right?
blasted Hallmark, they're obviously not going to have anything to do with
yeah,
you after
fuck
this.
Hallmark. Hallmark's right there with Nike. Just do it. Keep sewing, you piece of shit. Give us the money. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And they all I talk about is the shame of Lance Armstrong. What about the shame of having people have to sweep raw sewage out of their fucking houses during the rainy season because you're not paying them enough money that they're going to have a door on their fucking concrete dwelling. I don't care. What are you going to do? Anyways. We got anything left? Oh, here's the last thing for this week. Learning Spanish. What's up, Bill? I heard you bitching about Rosetta Stone on your latest podcast. I wasn't bitching about it. I was frustrated that I don't have the time to commit to it.
You were bitching.
How was I bitching?
You always bitch.
Yeah, but I wasn't bitching about Rosetta Stone. I was bitching that I couldn't get the fucking... I'd lost the disc. I like Rosetta Stone.
Okay.
All right, then. He said, dude, that's old technology. It's like you're still trying to make phone calls with one of those backpack wind-up army phones we used in Vietnam. Jesus Christ, is it that old? Yeah, it's like... he goes, just give this a try. It's a free website. Oh, fuck you and your advertising you're trying to get in here. Okay, he says this other place. The format... okay, the format they have for learning a language, in my opinion, is far superior to Rosetta Stone. I'm guessing this person actually makes some money off this. He goes, plus there's no fucking software and it's free. Tracks your progress and allows you to communicate with other users if you're having trouble. Very helpful. Just trying to help out a fellow ginger. All right.
Ginger's got to stick together.
I'm a redhead. I'm from the States. We're called redheads. All these people in the States using that expression ginger is fucking hilarious to me. With your fucking... well, who's Austin Powers speak
out of nowhere?
Wait a minute,
I have a question, though.
What's that?
Ginger. How is... I know ginger is red, but what is it about ginger that is red? Like, where did they come
the
up
spice.
With that?
Spice. Isn't it the spice?
Yeah, but if you look at a ginger, you've seen a ginger root before. It's not red.
No, I haven't.
You have. I put it in...
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah. What are they talking about?
Yeah, it's not red at all.
Oh, I don't know how it came about.
Maybe dry ginger is red? I don't think so.
I have no idea.
Anyway, so...
And you know what's funny, too, is how people keep sending me things saying that redheads are going to be extinct by the year 2080. It's like, so will I be. I mean, how is it going to affect my... I won't be extinct. I'll be dead from fucking old age, hopefully.
I don't understand how redheads are supposed to be extinct. Like, a whole... like, there will be no more people in the world who have red hair ever. Like, based on what?
Based on somebody said something on the internet, and all these fucking morons who aren't qualified to pass it on.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that that's probably an urban myth.
You know what's funny? As I was describing what they were doing, I realized that I describe what I do on stage every night.
Yeah.
By the way.
But that's the funny thing.
How great were my shows when I was out here?
Your shows were amazing.
I fucking had a great goddamn time. I did. I can't wait to come back here. Next time I come back here, it's over, man. I'm doing a whole fucking tour next time. I'm going to do Perth, Melbourne, fucking, was it Brisbane and fucking...
Brisbane,
Adelaide, and fucking, where are we? Symphony, what the fuck's it called? Sydney? I'm going to do that. Whatever. I'm tired. All right, that's the podcast of this week. Guys, I'm sorry I shorted out my mixer. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week I'll be back to I'll have to buy a new fucking mixer, and I'll I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh, you gonna get rid of your ham radio?
What are you talking about? It died. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It fucking died. All right, well, that's the podcast. And once again, seriously, no bullshit. Thank you to everybody who came to my shows here in Sydney. I know a lot of people traveled a long, long ways.
Yeah.
To come to my shows. I had an awesome time. And I am definitely, without a fucking doubt, coming back, because Australia is the shit. All right. That's it. Go fuck yourselves. Have a good week. I'll talk to you later. And thanks for coming on with me, Neil. All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.